Okay, so it's almost comedy at this point, but remember how a couple of weeks ago I said we have weekend warrior Trump, who is bombing everything, threatening everything, we're going to blow you to smithereens, and then we have weekday Trump. This is a Jekyll and Hyde kind of transformation, and the weekday Trump is designed to keep oil prices low and stock valuations high. And so, of course, right on cue, what happened last night is there was a big announcement, of course, from the White House, which sent it over to Axios, which dutifully repeated the propaganda that said, oh, the U.S. and Iran are discussing a 45-day ceasefire that could permanently end the war. And obediently, all the pro-Trump, pro-MAGA accounts started tweeting this out like crazy. Oh, my God, it's going to be awesome. And then oil prices fell. And, of course, the markets will open strong, you know, today, whenever they open. It's all nonsense. It's the same exact pattern that we've picked up on and we've described before. And it's hard to miss at this point because Trump does the same thing every week. It's, you know, Monday through Friday, everything's great. And then, you know, by Friday evening, you know, we're going to destroy Iran, right? And Saturday, you know, oh, and by the way, Trump tried a uranium rescue mission over the weekend that completely failed, catastrophically failed, and clearly got a bunch of U.S. soldiers killed, lost a bunch of aircraft and helicopters. And we'll talk about that coming up. But that failed. But that was the plan, to get the uranium out and then announce that we've got all their uranium and we're totally victorious now. That was the plan. And then have the markets open huge on Monday and declare total victory. But of course, the Strait of Hormuz would still be under the control of Iran. So anyway, I want to walk you through this, what happened over the weekend with the so-called rescue mission. And I've been tracking this over the weekend, and I think we've got the actual sequence of events nailed down. And I want to give credit to Arnaud Bertrand. Sorry, I'm not getting his name pronounced correctly. That's his account on X. And he put together, I think, the best compelling compilation here. So I will shorten this, but I want to go through it. So here we go. So a U.S. F-15E fighter jet was shot down over Iran. Even though Trump said that Iran has no air defense remaining and that they've been completely obliterated and that the U.S. can fly, you know, completely unopposed everywhere. But that's not true, obviously, because multiple planes keep getting shot down. In this case, it was a F-15E. So then, the weapons systems officer of the aircraft, who is a, quote, highly respected colonel, according to Trump. A colonel, that's a very high-level officer to be flying in the back of an F-15E, by the way. That's highly unusual. Probably indicates something else, which we'll get to. He was seriously wounded. He was ejected from the plane. And then it said that he hiked up a 7,000-foot mountain ridgeline and hid in the Zagros Mountains. Then an MQ-9 Reaper drone arrived on scene and started killing Iranians who were believed to be a threat to this colonel. And then to retrieve him, the U.S. seized an abandoned airport 200 miles inside Iran near Isfahan, which is where the Atomic Science Center is located. And that's where the uranium, you know, 60% enriched uranium is believed to be located, although we don't have a confirmation of that. So then the U.S. landed two MC-130 military transport planes at this airport. And when I say airport, that's generous. It's kind of like maybe a runway in the middle of the desert. You know, it's not even a paved tarmac or anything like that. Okay. So they land these big military transport planes in an operation that involved hundreds of special forces troops and military personnel. Hundreds is what we're told from Time magazine. Okay. Hundreds. And by the way, these aircraft can also hold these small helicopters that are used by special forces. So then we're told that these MC-130 planes got stuck in the sand. And they couldn't move, we're told, and we had to destroy them ourselves, the U.S., in order to make sure they didn't fall into the hands of the Iranians. So then the U.S. had to deploy 3 new aircraft to get all the U.S. personnel out who were there on the ground, which apparently is, quote, hundreds of special forces troops. Okay? And by the way, this is all sourced from the BBC, theaviationist.com, etc. Okay? Now then, there were heavy clashes with Iranians in the Zagros Mountains during the night. And then Iran has posted some pictures of the so-called abandoned airport with the MH-6 helicopters destroyed and scattered all over the ground. And the U.S. plane also destroyed. And Iran says they destroyed the aircraft, not the U.S. In the meantime, then a second U.S. plane, the A-10 Warthog, crashed on Friday near the Strait of Hormuz. The pilot was able to eject, and the pilot apparently was safely rescued. So, after all of this, of the multiple planes and helicopters that have been destroyed or shot down, hundreds of special forces troops and military personnel operating there with an intense firefight, Trump says that not a single soldier was killed or even wounded. Wow, we must have supermen there. And then for this colonel who was in the back of the F-15, we don't know who he is. They haven't given his name or anything like that. So, okay. Here's what this actually looks like is happening. It looks like over the weekend, Trump and the Pentagon tried to run an operation to seize the enriched uranium from Isfahan. So they faked a downed airman. They used the rescue mission as a cover story. And then they landed 2 of these C-130, what are they called? Yeah, MC-130 planes to unload the helicopters and the soldiers to go in and to try to, you know, extract this uranium. This was their plan. And it was a suicide mission, of course. And I got to hand it to these guys, whoever went on that mission, they've got some balls to attempt to carry that out, because that is seriously a suicide mission. They got stopped. The super secret plan did not work. We didn't get the uranium out of there. And in fact, our planes got blown up and our helicopters got blown up, and obviously a bunch of our soldiers got killed, but the Pentagon isn't telling us anything about that. They're just saying, oh, no, this was a rescue mission. We always land MC-130 cargo planes to rescue one pilot, which is insane. That never happened. No, you wouldn't do that. You would send in helicopters to rescue a pilot. You wouldn't send MC-130 transport planes and land them on a runway in the middle of Iran. You know, but that's what they did. And sure enough, they all got blown up. And of course, all the Trump tards, you know, the MAGA tards are celebrating. It's like, so brilliant. We rescued our pilot and we were even willing to blow up our own planes. You know, it's like there's in their minds, U.S. planes are never shot down by Iran. It's always friendly fire. Remember that? Or it's a maintenance problem. Or, you know, the planes rolled off the edge of the aircraft carrier. They were not shot down. They rolled off the edge. And now in this case, it's, no, we set our planes on fire. We destroyed our own planes. Iran didn't do that. We're geniuses, you know. I mean, it's beyond stupid at this point, right? It's comedy at this point. It's Idiocracy, Pentagon edition. But that's what they're saying. So, they tried to rescue the uranium or to extract it. They failed. They got blown up and killed. And then they turned it into a story about extracting a pilot and then tried to spin it into a victory. And the MAGATARDs are totally swallowing that and saying, oh, this shows how great we are. It's so awesome. Now, had this mission succeeded, if we had retrieved the uranium fuel out of Isfahan, then Trump would actually have something to celebrate. Then right now he'd be saying, oh, we tricked them, you know, we went in, we landed, we, you know, we drilled holes in the sides of their mountain or whatever they did. We went in into the deep tunnels, you know, and we got all the nuclear fuel out of there. We brought our own forklift, desert forklift. We got it out, and now we've taken all their nuclear fuel, and Iran can no longer build nuclear weapons. Therefore, this is a victory, and we are done here. Like, this could have been Trump's off-ramp. In fact, I'm pretty sure that was the plan, to take their fuel away and then say, we're done, and get out of there and hope that Iran opens the Strait of Hormuz again. Because Trump, you know, he needs an off-ramp here. This is destroying the U.S. economy and the world economy of U.S. allies. It's destroying supply chains. Gas prices are going up. You know, the food supply is going to get wrecked. Trump needs a victory and an off-ramp. And this was supposed to be it, but it failed. And now we know why those 12 top generals and other top staff, army brass and so on, were fired last week. Because they opposed this plan, this very plan that we now see was impossible to carry out. I mean, did they really think they could just land in an airfield in the middle of Iran and that there would be no resistance? They could just walk into Isfahan and take the drums of uranium, just take whatever they want with no resistance? They didn't even make it to Isfahan. They got attacked right after they landed, apparently, and got all their planes and helicopters blown up. So this is a catastrophic loss for the U.S. military and for Trump's plan. And it means they fired all those top generals and brass for no good reason, because the plan failed anyway. You know, maybe the army leaders were correct in saying this is a catastrophically bad plan. Yeah, it was, but didn't stop Hegseth from trying it. He's like, drink more beer, go in, you know, we can do it. So just threw a couple hundred troops. I wonder how many are dead by now. We'll never know, of course, because the Pentagon is constantly lying to us about everything. But that, my goodness, that's the report of the failed military mission. Basically, the downed pilot story was a fake cover story for a failed operation to extract highly enriched uranium. It all makes sense now. So, you know, really, Trump and the Pentagon, they're not lying when they say it was a rescue mission. Yeah, it became a rescue mission when all the planes started getting blown up and then, you know, hundreds of soldiers were at risk of being captured or killed. So it became a rescue mission, but it started as an extraction mission. And then the extraction mission went bad, and it became a rescue mission. So there you go. Well, hey, at least to their credit, they... well, how do we know anything from the White House is even true? But they claim they got their soldiers out of there. I don't even believe that, honestly. I don't believe anything that comes out of the White House or the Pentagon at this point. They just tell us whatever they want, regardless of what reality is. So, as far as we know, it could be hundreds of soldiers dead right there. And, you know, they could have dog tags and everything. not that that's the way it works today, but we can't trust anything from the White House. So, I hope that nobody was killed in this mission, but I suspect that there were fatalities. Anyway. I guess now then the war continues, and now Trump is defaulting to his promise that there's going to be discussions, maybe a 45-day ceasefire. But that's nonsense as well. We know that's nonsense, so we're just right back to the same pattern as before. And I don't even know why markets are so gullible that after that was announced that there might be a 45-day ceasefire, you know, oil prices started to plunge. Why are oil traders so stupid that they haven't figured this out yet, this pattern? I don't understand that. Seems to me like somebody could just make a fortune by betting in the opposite direction of what Trump is trying to manipulate. And, I mean, I don't have time to mess with this. I'm not a day trader or anything. But it seems to me like if I wanted to make a fortune on this, I would just wait for Trump to make a big announcement like this. Oh, there's going to be negotiations. Watch oil prices fall. And then I would buy, you know, a whole bunch of options on prices going up. And, you know, call options or whatever at a pretty high strike price, like $10 or $15 away, and just wait for reality to kick in. Make a fortune, probably. I mean, don't take this as investment advice, obviously. That could also be very risky. But Trump's pattern has become so predictable now that you can practically bank on it. Like, literally, you can just bet against whatever Trump is trying to manipulate, because he's always lying about this. He's always lying. There are no negotiations happening with Iran. They're not happening at all. Multiple sources out of Iran have said that repeatedly, and some high-level sources have said, we will never negotiate with the United States unless and until we are completely compensated financially for all the damage inflicted upon us, Iran, by the United States and Israel. So don't even talk about negotiations until you start writing us big fat checks for, you know, trillions of dollars at a time. So there will be no negotiation. And anything that claims that they're negotiating, that's just fake news. But it's all designed to manipulate the American people, manipulate markets, you know, etc. Try to convince the Americans that we're winning when, in fact, we're suffering catastrophic losses of aircraft and personnel and mission failure and, you know, top military brass are being fired, etc. This is not a victory. This is a big-time defeat. And by the way, the Strait of Hormuz is still not open, which means Iran is still in control. Duh, you know, sorry, but that means we still don't have any victory, because victory would come from the restoration of global trade of energy by ship through the Strait of Hormuz. That would be victory for the world, actually. That'd be victory for everybody. We're nowhere near that. Trump's not even talking about that at this point. He thought he was going to run this daring, you know, extraction mission and then announce victory, and then somehow magically the strait would automatically open itself like a self-licking ice cream cone or something. It's not happening. So the U.S. is still losing big time. The world is still losing. And the Gulf Arab states are still losing big time. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens this week. But stay tuned. You can catch my videos at brightvideos.com and also my articles at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life,
and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.